So here we are. We have a small group, maybe, 80 or 90 here in Coal Creek Call. A nice group, maybe more. I haven't counted, but a nice group. The important thing is it really is a global family. And we have Shambra, who are joining us and have joined us all over the world, and actually close to 150 different countries that are actually tuning in right now. And some are watching us live, and some are listening to us, and some are by themselves, and some are in large groups sharing hospitality and fellowship and a good time. So we thank you for tuning in. And actually, just to kind of give you some statistics so you can see how big the family is growing, in August, we had actually 378,000 visitors in August, and over, and this was a record, over 6 million hits in August. That's 1 month alone. And then the visitors were like 13,000 per day. I mean, that's a lot of small towns adding up. That's really becoming a global village. So, and it's all done through the heart and through feelings. So we welcome you and we thank you for joining us. And actually, part of the countries that are just some of the countries that are joining us for the month of C is Canada, Colombia, Cyprus, Cambodia, Croatia, Chile, and of course, must not forget China, the sleeping dragon. So, we are doing consciousness work, and it is affecting the world. And two of the people that are affecting it the most are Jeff and Linda. And it was my privilege and honor to be over there with them. And I saw magic happen. And actually, I saw a blank, huge, huge blank stage, that there was nothing there. And they had to come up with something in order to have the Midsummer New Energy Conference. And I know in talking to them, they didn't have a clue what they were going to do when they got there. But, they got in the present moment and they allowed and they came up with magic. And I just thank you both for putting yourself out there time and time again. We have it kind of easy being here, and these guys put themselves out there every month. So thank you very much. Let's give them a round, warm of applause. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Yeah, it is a little different looking out here today. But David, of course, was in Hamburg for the Midsummer Conference. When we were on the stage in Hamburg, it was bigger than this room, just the stage.
You didn't get used to that, did you?
It was a little intimidating. You looked out in this room, and it was, I would say it was the size of maybe two football fields. If Americans know what that is.
It was a very large room.
It was intimidating. When we first got there before the event, we walked into the conference center, and they use it for big productions like Lord of the Dance and a lot of big-name musicians. We walked in there, and it's like, oh, my God, how do we fill this? But, when Chambers started coming in and we all got into the center and we had the music and the speakers and we had taken a kind of an interesting way of decorating the stage, which you'll see later today, but it turned into a Chambra warm, friendly energy rather than this huge, huge ballroom. So
it was really quite an event, and it was quite amazing to be there.
It was an amazing event. It was the first time we've done a Midsummer Conference in Europe. We had about 475 people total, and it was great. People from 28 different countries and some really good channels. And that was were the ones from Story Waters and Lee Harris. But I'm kidding. Anyway, it was amazing. So we have a lot to cover today. We're going to talk about Hamburg. We have a lot of new things. So we'll get into it right away. I just wanted to mention that this being September, it's kind of like when we were kids, we went back to school in September, and it was class photo day.
Did you like going back to school? Because I always thought it really sucked.
Oh, I hated it.
Okay.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, you had all this freedom during the summer, and we'd go play and just
ran our heads off.
Oh, we'd have a grand time, and then all of a sudden, school. And it was
like,
also...
Don't you like the smell of freshly sharpened pencils? It's like, hell no.
I actually had the smell of my older brother's hand-me-down clothes. That was.
I thought you were going to say something even
that's
worse.
That's what I got for going back to school. I know.
What about the underwear?
No, I got my own.
Okay.
My birthday was in late August, so I got new underwear and my old brother's clothes. So underneath I felt, you know, new and clean. On the outside I felt like my brother. Yes.
And, that's kind of sick.
It's the way I grew up, what can I tell you? Anyway, we have Dave Schemmel here today taking pictures all day, so I hope you don't mind if he's taking some audience shots, shots of the speakers and the
presenters. If you're here with somebody you shouldn't be sure to tell Dave now.
Yeah. If you are here with somebody you shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't be anyway, because, I mean, we got these cameras going, and we actually had somebody one time, I think it was the first time we did a video webcast, we reminded people we'd be on the air, and you wanted to be a little discretionary. And all of a sudden, this couple got up and ran out the door. So anyway, we have a lot of things, and I want to begin with, I got to advance the slide.
Oh, really, because that's your marker.
It's a really cool new slide.
And, oh, look at this.
You probably think I...
It red eye. Well, it looks like somebody that's been traveling too much.
It's hard to see on the screen. It's a little washed out, but I'll keep playing it time and time again if you want.
Looks like the Twilight Zone.
I have to mention with Dave Schemmel, Dave is the husband of Susie Schemmel, who is the heart and soul of Crimson Circle, Coal Creek Canyon. Susie's back there. Could we get a camera, Roy Cam shot of Susie and Dave? Go ahead and stand up. Yeah. And I have to mention that Dave was actually... He's not just an Obama supporter, but he was actually at the stadium on August 28th when Obama gave the talk. Roger Drianka was also, I believe. That had to be an amazing moment with that.
Dave was an actual delegate.
Were you a delegate, Dave?
I wasn't a delegate to the national convention, but through the state convention.
State convention. So that's pretty impressive. And I got a couple of nasty emails last month about...
Since you brought it up,
I would like all of you to remember, when I sit down and my eyes close and I'm channeling, that's not necessarily the opinion of this channeler. And when Tobias started talking about Obama...
Might be his wife's, though.
When Tobias started talking about Obama, you know, I just... You know, I don't want to filter this stuff. I just let it out.
We don't want you to filter it.
And I just, you know, talked about it.
It can have your flavor, but not a big filter.
Well, he mentioned the correlation between Obama and Abraham Lincoln. I got some really ugly email afterwards. One from
Lincoln's family.
John Wilkes Booth. I don't know who he is. Is he Chambra?
Since you brought it up.
We did get some ugly email. True story.
I don't.
I did.
I just don't read that email.
People are like, it's me saying it. Like, it's coming through my mouth, but it's not really
just
me.
Since you brought it up, I did have some consideration about all this. You know, 8 years ago, we were told to stand behind the short wall, not to vote, to stay out of the drama. Now, in hindsight, I can see why. Who the hell would have wanted to be responsible for that? You know, so stand back. It was incredibly wise advice. Now, you'll notice he all but said, and you'll hear it in the little review thing, that Obama, that is pretty much a vote for consciousness. And I thought, well, now that is as close to an endorsement as anybody could give. That was almost a vote for consciousness.
Well, he's just trying to point out some behind-the-scenes things.
I guess it's Pepsi time.
I try not to be too overly charged about things, but, you know, I thought about it, and I contemplated, and I thought about it, and I thought, okay, I didn't vote, you know, the last two times, but you know what? It's a vote for consciousness. So I went, and I registered to vote because I'm going to vote for consciousness. Yes, I am.
Here.
I'm voting for consciousness. And for any of the rest of you that give a rat's butt about voting for consciousness, here is a voter registration form, and we'll have, there's 10 of them here. So we'll put those at the back over by Linda in the back. So if you would like to vote for consciousness and you're from Colorado, here
is
the mail-in registration form for your
here
voter
I
registration.
Get all of this stuff about, you know, these nasty emails. And I have to just remind people.
Oh,
first
they'll just
all,
say, oh, your crazy wife. Who cares? I don't care.
She put one of these on my desk yesterday, I believe. I'm like, voter registration. Behind the short wall it went.
It's a vote for consciousness.
I am committed to stand behind the short wall. I'm having too much fun watching. You know, I mean, this is an amazing
election.
We've got
to let go of drama, but I don't have to let go of every last piece
of
it.
No, you can keep whatever you want. It's your choice.
Okay, so I'm
But I'm having fun standing behind the short wall, watching the conventions. I'm not bought into all of it. You know, I got the CNN on. I'm listening to the rhetoric. I get such a kick out of Palin, yeah, the other day. I mean,
oh, whoa. Superwoman?
Superwoman.
Oh,
and Linda's like,
God.
Linda's like, what? She's the beauty queen.
Oh, my God.
She's the basketball
what
queen.
What can she do? And she changes the motors in their cars. Whoa.
Sure. And she hunts moose. And, I mean, why wouldn't you want somebody like that in the White House?
Oh, my God. I'd have to shoot myself. You gotta be kidding. Woo.
Anyway, so I just have to make an official statement here. I am standing behind the short wall this election season.
I'm running to the back with the voter registration forms.
Yeah. And for all of you who are about to write emails about the certain political bias, I used to be a young Republican. I am not anymore.
I ain't that. You want emails. You keep talking about that.
And I am behind the short wall now, and I'm watching with great interest and amusement, and going on what Tobias said, that our leaders are actually, it's a reflection of our consciousness.
Okay.
It's kind of a interesting statement considering who's in right now. I also have to point out a fact I haven't even told Linda. Are you familiar with LinkedIn.com? LinkedIn.com, you know, where people who want to stay linked in. The whole thing is kind of weird, but anyway, I'm on there, but I didn't put any information. But you know
what is wrong with you? Don't you have anything else to do?
Do you know who one of my visitors was on my LinkedIn page?
It John Wilkes Booth.
No, better than that. It tells you who has been there visiting your little profile.
The CIA.
This is a true story. I'm not exaggerating. Senator Barack Obama. It is a true story. It's a true story. And I would imagine maybe after Tobias talked to him after the shout last month, maybe he stopped by to see who this kook was. He said, what? Okay, we have a lot to do today, so I'm going to get on with the slides. And I think what we'll do at this point, I love that. Wow, I got to do that
again. Oh, do it again. It makes you feel good.
It does, you know. Sit up late at night working on these
special
effects.
You got professional film people here just laughing, going, oh, look at this guy.
Well, it doesn't show up real well on the screen, but on the internet, I know everybody is oohing and aahing. And hey, butterfly. Okay. Next slide. Okay. We have a lot to cover today. Today is a new day. I think we have four or five new things to talk about. Let's start out with introductions. We could turn the lights back up. Until we get into the video, thank you.
Do you mind? No, it's out of order here.
It's kind of a nice spooky effect in here.
we should note that this is really fun because I don't know what's going on, but each month we keep seeing there are sort of people that are kind of, they sort of hold the space. They're here. We see them every time. It's really special. And then there's this rotation of people that we don't see for a while, and then they kind of breeze through and say, hi, I'm still out there listening, but I wanted to breeze through.
Some haven't been here since the day we sat in a circle, and they're back today.
That's correct. So let's go through. There's just a few visitors.
Okay.
We have Harold Becker and John Goltz from Tampa, Florida. Where are you, please? Hi. Glad you're here.
Good to see you. Yeah, thank you for being here. So, were you getting affected at all by the hurricanes in Florida?
We're from Hurricane Central, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, it hasn't been that bad this year so far, but with Ike kind of floating around down there, there's so much fear-mongering. It's amazing to watch, and
yeah.
It's also amazing to see what the light workers are doing to take these 150-mile-per-hour storms and drop them down to 100 overnight.
Right.
So, I'm not worried anymore. Good. Thank
well,
you all.
Smart to come to a little higher elevation than Florida.
Do we have another Floridian here? Okay. I guess we don't. Okay.
Thank you for being here.
Larry Clark from San Diego.
Hi, Larry.
Nice to meet you. Want to stand up? Hi, Larry.
And Larry, this is your first time here, isn't it, to any Crimson Circle event?
I've been to Dream Walker Death and Sexual Energy.
Okay.
Wow.
First time in Cold Creek.
First time shopper.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks for being here.
And we have some really far away Kiwis that are very close now. We have three Andertons, George, Gemma, and Crystal. Where are you?
Hello. Oh, go ahead and stand up.
Whoa. How are you?
You can wave into the Roy cam to everybody back in New Zealand. And can you speak a little New Zealand for us? And are you here for a long visit to the States?
No, just for the 3 hours this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it your first visit here?
I was born in the States.
Oh, okay. Oh.
However, it's our first.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry?
It's our first.
Oh, I'm trying to understand the accent.
Yeah. He's making fun of you because he misses New Zealand. We really loved visiting there. It was just perfect.
We were at your Clarity Workshop.
Yeah.
I love
New Zealand. I think actually we're going back in March or
You're threatening.
April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
so,
was a while ago.
Yeah.
But it was great.
Thank you.
Good to
really
see you.
Wonderful.
Thanks for being here.
It's good to be here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we have, also from Hurricane Country, Joyce Lott from Slidell, Louisiana. Where are you?
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Good to see you. Like everybody's escaping the hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And is there anybody else from out of town that wants to say hi? There's a no? Say hi. Oh, here we go. Where's from California?
Oh,
hi.
Yes. Where are you
hi.
From?
I'm from Newberry Park, California.
And what's
I'm
your
home is San Diego. Did somebody say?
Uh-huh. You're San Diego over here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in Newberry Park, California.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
And then, oh, we got more people owning up to it.
Yeah.
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe?
Yes.
That's good.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you.
And then, how many people have never been to a Crimson Circle meeting before? It's your first time in Coal Creek. Oh,
wow.
Very nice. I knew you looked new. Nice to meet
good.
You. Okay.
Okay.
I think we're ready.
We're going to get into it.
We
began the new series last month. Tobias called it the Returning Series, partly because he's returning, of course, coming back back to human form. And I'm going to write a book or, I don't know, maybe do a movie or
Jan
something.
Jan has already committed you to that next
writing
week.
A book. Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. But that's a different book.
Okay.
I'm going to write another
Jan,
book.
Jan, I tried.
I think everybody can appreciate, but here we have Tobias, this angelic being who hasn't been back to Earth in 2,000 years, desperately wanting to come back out of love and compassion and joy. But he's got this right now, a 10-year-old, biological body that he's kind of in sometimes and sometimes he's not. It is a really weird thing if you are the channeler because I feel this incredible change and movement in Tobias. And sometimes he now, when I'm feeling his energy, I feel the energy of a little 10-year-old boy, one who's very wise and, you know, has a lot of depth, but that 10-year-old thing is starting to bleed through. It's also a good excuse for some of my recent behavior.
You said it. Thank you.
But I'm really feeling that. Other times he's totally back in the other realm, this, you know, grand ascended master. And sometimes Tobias is even confused about who he is. So it's this really weird thing going on. So if I'm ever acting a little strange, that must be why. So he called it the Returning Series that we started next month. And we're going to play, get the lights down. We're going to play a video recap from last month's Shoud. So bring us all back up to speed on what he said. Ready to go. By the way, Gene Tinder put this together. I'll talk about it in a minute. In this last 5 months of time. We've been going through some intense work. You know it. You've been going off to the new earth, many of you. Some of you have been intensely working with your own aspects, trying to create that safe space within your reality here as a human, welcoming them back in. Some of you are doing tremendous work right now in the dream states, in the release of Gaia. So many of you are going out at night, different parts of the world, bringing in the energy of new consciousness and new inspiration. And every one of you is a visionary. You could say, in a way, you have a crystal ball within you. And I asked you to look into this internal crystal that looks into the potentials of future and past. What did you see? You said back to me, I see changes, grand changes on Earth, exciting changes. I see releases. I see people actually truly beginning to accept themselves. I see countries beginning to accept other countries. I see humans beginning to accept this planet that they live on. I see grand, grand changes is what most of you told me. I said to you, you've looked into your own crystal ball. You've seen the potentials of the future on Earth. You've seen the grandest changes ever. The biggest changes on Earth. Now what? What do you want to do? That's when you said, I want to stay here. I want to be witness to the changes. I want to be part of the changes. And I want to be there to inspire, to teach, and to experience. It's happening right now before your very eyes. The world is changing. New energy is coming in. Old energy is transforming or leaving. The old systems are being challenged. The old ways are moving out. Look at what you're seeing in the world. Whether it's a corporation or a government or individual leader or any of these things that are stubbornly holding on to old energy and power. And power, very important one. Any of them that are trying to move backwards in time are not going to last. The new energy in this new era is not about power. It's about consciousness and acceptance and freedom. I want to emphasize this point. When you have power, or you try to have power, power means a force. Power means an intensification of the energy of duality. And usually it is at someone's expense, usually. If you are trying for power, you cannot have true freedom. You can have a temporary illusion of freedom, but it is actually a prison. It is the antithesis of freedom. And the new energy is truly about freedom. Freedom of consciousness. Consciousness has been pretty much locked in, closed in, and now it is seeking its freedom. It's seeking its resolution. Never have there been so many technologies. Never will there be so many people tuning in, both through your televisions, your papers, your internet, your discussions. All of the energy is going to be focused in this place of Beijing and the Olympics. We've been gauging this closely. None of this is by coincidence. We're gauging it closely, watching how all of the energy is beginning to focus on the land, the largest populated land on Earth, the one that has been the most closed down, perhaps least accepting of outside ways, how it is now opening up. The dragon is awakening. this tremendous focus on the land of the dragon is going to rock things. It's going to create a very significant change in consciousness on a global scale this month. It's an incredible month to be living as a human on Earth, especially like you, with an awareness of what's really going on. The world is going through all of its incredible transformations right now, and you're right in the midst of it. You know who? Calder is double-checking his information, but you know who Barack Obama used to be on a previous incarnation? The picture of Abraham Lincoln next to Barack Obama. Look, it's right there. Just paint a little beard on Barack, change the skin color of Lincoln. You got it. That's it. Abraham Lincoln comes back as Barack Obama to help take not only this country, but the world to a new level. Don't get into fear. Don't get into this imbalance. It's an amazing thing. And yes, there will be shifts and changes and all the rest of that. Don't get caught in the drama. Remember why you're here. I'd like to title this, the title I created myself, The Returning Series. The Returning. I am returning. It's a choice. It's a desire. I'm not doing it to save the world. I'm doing it because I can. I'm not doing it because I have some grand and mighty role to play. I'm doing it because I love it. I want to walk the earth again. I want to be with you. I want to know what it's like to return back into the physical form. That's not all that's returning. You're returning. You're returning back to who you really are. Your divinity is coming out of its sleep. It's coming out of its safe place in another realm. It's returning back to you in this lifetime to share the experience of being on Earth. I call this Returning Series because the parts and pieces, the creations of your very soul, are returning as well. I call them your aspects. Past life here and a past life there. A wounded, sad, broken aspect. What we call the gray aspects. They're returning. That's why so many of you have had very vivid experiences. Felt like you're definitely not alone because these aspects are coming back. Your dark aspects. The ones more than any that want to come back but haven't felt safe or loved. They're coming back. Everything is returning, you see. You have such an incredible and beautiful, well, you'd use the word responsibility, but it's not. It's an experience, it's an opportunity to be the one that everything returns to. Your aspects, your divine, your fullness. The energies on Earth are also returning. The energy of the divine into Earth itself is returning as Gaia leaves. Divine of Earth and of each one of you and your role with the Earth is returning. The consciousness, the divine consciousness of humanity in general is returning. The remembrance in the core consciousness of Earth, of why Earth was created in the first place, is returning. The angelic families waking up, returning back also to a movement of energy that has not existed in eons and eons of time, Everything is returning right now. I want to go through a quick checklist with each one of you. Your checklist. First of all, physical. Are you nurturing your body on a regular basis? Because the physical is absorbing the energies of change of the world around you. It's not about you. It's not yours. But the body takes it in. It stores it. Until you, as the master of your own temple, say, I don't need that anymore. Nurture your body. You're going to need it. Absolutely, you're going to need it. And I'm going to jump to the next subject in your checklist because it's very closely related. Abundance. You are going to need abundance in these next few years. If you still have issues with vows from past lifetimes, if you still resent anybody who has money and you don't, get over it starting now. I could state anything for your checklist. It's all about balance. You're out of balance, many of you, with abundance. You say, but I don't know how to create abundance. Well, then you don't. How about saying, I accept abundance, period, let it go. Don't think about it again. Abundance can be part of your life. Just accept it. Period. Don't put in any ifs, ands, buts, or I don't know how to do's, or anything like that. You're going to need it. But the next point on the checklist, mental balance, big one. Mental balance. You're picking up on energies in China right now, energies in India, energies in places around the world that are filled with hunger and poverty. You do a funny thing. You take it as your own. You put your own brand or your own imprint on it. And you play with it in your mind. There is going to be a factor here, a time warp factor that you're going to be going through. Don't let it throw you off. You use time to ground yourself in this reality. But because it's changing, you're going to feel very ungrounded. You use time as your anchor. So I'm going to ask you on your checklist to go let go of that anchor. You can replace time with now. That will make things tremendously, tremendously more balanced for you. Next on the checklist, creativity. Creativity is so very important, and some of you cringe when I say that because you don't think you're creative. Let that go. It is important for a creator to be creative. It's a natural state. When you allow yourself a creative endeavor, it gets a different type of energy going within you. It keeps the mind in balance, you see, because when you're not actively being creative, that's when the mind tends to get imbalanced. I'd like to see Chamba, somebody or somebody's write the returning song. The returning song. A beautiful song about returning to yourself, about returning home. Next on the checklist is, this is a bit of a paradox. There are some of you who busy yourself and distract yourself by working too hard. You work and work and work and work, and it's just an excuse for running from who you are. There's a time for work, and there's a time to live. The other half of you, right the opposite, you're lazy. You think about doing things, but you just can't get out of that easy chair. When you do that, you get into your mind, you get very philosophical, and you tend to be critical of other people, because by shooting out criticism at them, at their accomplishments, it justifies you sitting in a big fat chair and not doing anything. Next on the checklist, big picture. Always, always right now, always stand back, look at the big picture. Take the big picture behind the short wall. What is happening? Take a deep breath and look at the big picture. What is happening? It's often easy to get caught in minutia and details and fears. What's happening in the world right now? What's happening with energy? Next on the checklist and last for right now. Are you being a teacher? It's the one thing you said that you wanted to do above all, to come back to Earth at this time of change. an example, a standard. You can do it every moment of every day by being in your body, by living your truth, by loving yourself. That is a teacher. I want to take a moment to thank Gene Tinder, who sat up until, I think, 3 in the morning this morning out at our Lake Tahoe office putting this together, as well as the other videos that we're going to see today. So
thanks to Gene. Now, after seeing that little recap, I'm not sure which short wall you think you're standing behind, but it ain't the don't stand behind Barack Obama wall.
Well, and speaking of that, I thought it was a little unusual when Tobias mentioned the correlation between Abraham Lincoln and Barack Obama. 2 weeks later, I thought it was really weird, actually. 2 weeks later, articles started coming out. This is in the Rocky Mountain News, a little close-up of the actual picture. An artist actually did a composite of Lincoln and Obama. Wow. Kind of interesting. I thought, maybe I'm really not that crazy. There was even a mention by Al Gore in a recent speech about the distinct parallels between Barack Obama and Abraham Lincoln. And finally, there was an article in the Washington Post about it. So,
did somebody just hand him the voter registration form?
So what I thought was kind of a strange comment, I thought, boy, that's kind of weird. Right after Tobias mentioned that, he started seeing all this stuff in the news. So who knows? Who knows? Okay. What's next? Oh, we're going to talk about recent events since we gathered last time. There was an event. It was the Midsummer Conference in Hamburg. It was amazing. It was grand to do it in Europe. I was a little disappointed we didn't have more Americans there. We had eight. And we had
speaking
important
of,
ones.
Yes.
Thank you, Carolyn.
And but, Carolyn was on this. Carolyn's from Wyoming, and she forgot to mention that. Hi,
yeah.
Carolyn.
I feel like a local, okay?
You're
okay.
Wyoming, Colorado, kind of, yeah.
And your sister's here, too.
Yeah.
She is local.
Okay.
But
David
McMaster were there. Of course, Norma and Garrett.
There's else? Four of the eight
John
Americans.
John Kaderka was there. And we had a grand time.
Yes,
so
we did.
Once again, we have a little video to show you the highlights. A couple things to be aware of. This is all chambre, so there's a distinctive energy. And again, the photos kind of show it, but we had this huge room. We had to somehow, it was just like a huge warehouse, and we had to decorate it.
It was a conference center,
we had
a true
to bring
conference center.
Energy into
yeah.
it. And, well, I'll tell you afterwards what we did, but it was amazing. And the music that's playing behind this is from the new CD from Yoham, which is Amir and Gerhardt, I think everybody knows. And this is their title track called I Am That I Am.
And a nut.
Which actually was created in Israel when we were there earlier this year. Saint Germain was talking and he called Gerhardt up to the stage and he said, okay, on the spot, create this song, I Am That I Am. And Gerhardt was like, and he just started singing and you could feel he got into the energy, got into the Saint Germain, and beautiful, beautiful song.
The Midsummers are truly an amazing experience, a celebration, and I hope you can feel that a little bit here.
So here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
you had to be there.
it really was amazing. It was an incredibly amazing time, and just
and fun,
watching the slides.
Joyful.
Yeah. And you get that many people together from different countries speaking different languages. Once we were together in the room, it was like we'd known each other many, many, many lifetimes before.
I want people to consider that is a challenge to come to the Midsummer in Breckenridge next summer, because that is going to be a hard group to top.
Yeah.
And in terms of, are you willing to celebrate and have fun? I'm sorry, men, but those Europeans have got it down. I am telling you, you know, normally it's like a junior high dance. You know, the girls, you know, come out and they kind of dance, and the boys all kind of stand around the outside and, you know, drink or whatever. I am telling you, there were as many men out there as there were women of all ages.
There were.
And everybody was just playing and celebrating.
Actually, I think
that's
really
the challenge for next summer.
It was some of the highlights were at night. The first night we had Trixie Delgado Entertainment playing music.
She wasn't all that Trixie.
And we moved an area aside, and there was about 250 Schomburg down there just jamming until they threw us out. The next night it was Amir Gerhardt, Enat, and Noah Zulu playing the didgeridoo. And they played this trance dance, or what we call cosmic dance music. Man, that group was, there was over 300 Schomburg that night, just celebrating.
Having
Linda
fun.
Was the star of the party.
No,
she
I'm
was
just
dancing,
having fun.
She was pulling people up on stage, old, young, male, female.
It was a huge stage, so it was really fun to just say, come on, just play, and people
It
was really
it was,
sweet.
It was fun.
A lot of friends were made, a lot of connections.
Yeah,
it was
a lot
really
of people
special.
Were late to the sessions the next morning. And
it is what it is.
Yeah. But and the other amazing part was that I Am That I Am song, we all sang it at the end of the conference together. Everybody stood up, and it was like, I'm going to make an official statement here. I think that we should officially replace Kumbaya with I Am That I Am, right here and now, the new energy song. It was so touching, beautiful.
And we had good guests. We had Story and Lee were incredibly good guest channelers. That was fun.
Yeah, Norma and Garrett, of course.
Right.
Patricia Aberdeen and Awa Bulea. Jan
Spiritual
Brower
business.
And Yvette Welsh. And of course, it was hosted by Dr. Gisela Steimel.
So. Y'all know Gisela Steimel? She was in the pictures quite a lot.
Yeah, she was great.
She was so kind to us. We ran her ragged, but she kept volunteering and never stopped helping. And quite honestly, when she volunteered to say, would you like to come to Hamburg? I don't think she had any idea what we were going to put her through. And she just stood up to it. She helped in ways you can't imagine, particularly in trying to figure out how we were going to stage that giant stage. And she just ran all over Hamburg helping us.
Just sat there one day in the middle of this huge room. It didn't look so big in the pictures, but when you're standing in it, it's mammoth. We just sat there one day, worried, what are we going to do?
You were screaming like a schoolgirl.
Because usually here in Colorado, we put things together and we haul stuff up in trucks. We just showed up in Hamburg and it's like, okay, now what? And we got the inspiration to go to IKEA. You know what that is? Like a European home furnishing store. Really good prices. So Gisela took us over there one day, and we just started shopping and bought chairs and plants and lights. And pretty soon we had a stage and spent not much money at all. So it was amazing. I want to move on because we have a lot to cover. But I want to mention that we have what we call the channel pack. This is all of the channels from the Midsummer Conference, from Tobias, Kathumi. I think Kathumi's was way up there this time in
Very
terms
good.
Of message.
Very special.
Adama St. Germain, Kuan Yin, The Nine, Zephariah, and then the panel channel where you saw the pictures at the end, all included in here for the amazingly, amazingly low price of $30 for digital download, or $40 if you get the physical.
It's
thing.
A steal.
It's such a bargain. I'm almost embarrassed to mention the price.
I am.
Almost, not quite. And the panel channel from the last day, which was with Kuan Yin, Zachary, the Nine, and Tobias, is a free download on the website, either text or audio. It's a free download. So if you weren't there, join in with the energy by reading. Okay, let's go to upcoming
Can't
events.
Can't quite compete with it, but you can get a feel
of it. You have
it.
To be there for the experience.
It was really special.
And just as a heads up, the conference next year is going to be in Breckenridge, July 17th through the 19th.
17, 18, 19.
It is also Tobias's departure. His swallow that one. His last channel is going to be July 19th. So
it'll be very big, very special.
We've rented the Riverwalk Center in Breckenridge. Holds about 800 people. So we're going to be putting it up on the website probably next month for sign up. But that's going to be one you don't want to miss. And Tobias has two requests on his, actually three, but two important ones on his departure. He wants me to wear a robe.
And no underwear.
You know, he didn't say no underwear.
That's not what I heard.
He's got really tired of the human clothing thing.
I heard no underwear.
No. And
you're lying.
And
you're lying. And, I know you're lying. He told you no underwear.
Only your hairdresser knows. And the other thing is to grow a beard. He wants to go out with a beard, so I will do that.
And
so,
no underwear.
And so anyway, moving to upcoming events. Real quickly, if you're interested in becoming a certified Crimson Circle teacher for the different schools, here's a list of the upcoming schools. Aspectology, of course, is coming up next month right here in Colorado, up near Norman Garrett's.
You will notice that the idea of integrating aspects, being totally one and being totally your full soul self, keeps coming up in all the messages. So it is very important work.
We have another sexual energies teacher training coming up here in Colorado. And then we're starting to do teacher training directly in Europe now with Jan Brouwer and Yvette Welsh.
Allows us to do some more classes, smaller classes a little more often.
Exactly. Well, it's hard for the Europeans to come here, and it's hard for us to go over there, so we're starting to do training there as well. Also coming up, next week, I think, and next weekend, Linda and Dr. Doug Davies are going to do an aspectology school in Pismo Beach, California.
With the DVDs.
With the DVDs, but it's kind of... We're really trying to figure out the best way to teach it and for the facilitators to work. If you go into aspectology, you know there's a lot of stuff that comes up afterwards. So we're trying to get a really good handle on it. So Linda and Doug are going to teach it to
a test class.
Kind of learn a little bit more. I won't say too much about the Tobias Interdimensional Retreat in Wisconsin.
Oh, because that's just punishment.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Being
Don't
hosted by Dale LaViolette. But yeah, we get to go back to our the homeland in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
You get to see all the brothers and the sisters and drink too many beers.
And
fun time.
And then I get to watch them Packers,
Appleton,
you know?
Wisconsin. Yeah. They can talk about the mills they're closing. And,
all right,
yeah.
Next slide. Yeah, we're from Wisconsin.
You can see my excitement.
Very important announcement. After, you know, the next shout is October 4th right here, of course. And our musical guests are going to be Gerhard Funkhauser and his wife, Anat Gilboa.
Unbelievable.
They're touring the U.S., and they're going to come over here. They're going to play at the Shoud. The next afternoon, Sunday afternoon, October 5th, we're going to do an Ask Tobias music right here in the hall. It's going to be about music. And then Anat and Gerhard are going to do a music workshop. So they're going to play a lot of music, but they're going to get everybody into feeling, really feeling music, not just hearing it, but feeling it. Even though Linda and I leave the next day for Brazil, we're going to be here because I wouldn't miss. I think
they're
amazing.
Are they're
some
stunning.
Of the most gifted musicians I've ever heard.
I've never been around anybody that could feel in. And, you know, it's one thing. Sometimes people play music, but it's another thing when people play music that you can not just hear, but you feel. And I'm not suckered in easy, but they truly play music that you not only hear, but you truly feel it, your whole soul.
We're going to limit it to about 75 people. Mm-hmm. So if you're at all interested, this will go up on the website in the next couple of days.
Right, tomorrow, Susie.
And, but their music, especially when you're there live, just goes right into your soul. So I invite everybody to come on back for that. Okay, Tobias Sexual Energy School, São Paulo, Brazil. As we're going to go back down. We'll be at the same location we were at last time, doing sexual energies in Brazil. That should be an interesting energy.
Really trying to ground it in a new place.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to going back down to Brazil.
And it's filling up pretty fast, actually.
We're doing the Aspectology School live, you know, with live Tobias channels in Frankfurt, Germany, November 14th through the 16th, and then in Tokyo, Japan, January 10th through the 12th. That one's hosted by Kuniaki and Megan.
That's correct.
A lot of you know. Oh, and then a weekend with Tobias in Athens, Greece. Now, Linda's been wanting to go to Greece for a long time. And I was saying, looking at our schedule, saying, geez, it's kind of full in the traveling, but we're going to Greece. So that
just
will be
a weekend event. It would
be
really
great.
Nice.
I look forward to it.
We've had a number of requests from a few of the Greeks, and they're very, very strong and persistent. Right there in front of the Turks. So, you've got
to
start somewhere. So we're going.
That'll be, actually, Tobias is excited about it, but I know who's going to crash the gate.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Saint Germain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, of course, the Tobias annual and final Kauai retreat. We limit that to about 60 people. And for those who have been before, they keep coming. Pardon?
Is that supposed to be 2009?
Yes, it
2009.
Is.
2009. Yes, thank you. Yes, this is a test the audience time. But yes, and it's funny, the people, I would say half the people who go on this Kauai have been there before because they love it. We just have a blast while we're there. I'm moving through these quickly because we have a lot to do.
You said Tobias wanted to deliver very special one-time information there about who he is and what he's all about, and it's sort of all about him.
He wants to talk about his past lives.
It's all about him.
Yes, but now, this is the big one. A Shamba tour back to Egypt. So if you've ever felt like you've been there before, you know what I mean, past life. We're going to do a 10-day tour, which includes many, many different pyramid tours. We're going to have a private tour in one of the pyramids at night when the public isn't there, and we will do a channel in the pyramid. We're going to do 4 nights on a cruise ship or a cruise boat on the Nile. We'll have channels every day.
So you don't have to worry about getting seasick on the Nile, by the way.
No, because it doesn't roll like the ocean. And we'll have professional guides. A lot of meals are included. And it's going to be if you've ever thought about going to Egypt and you haven't, this would be a great time to do. We tried to put together some really good pricing, but yet still keep it a good quality tour.
It's a professional tour. We're fully escorted so that there's no worrying about things. This is Vonda, who has done this many, many times, will make this very easy. So if you want to do that, I've always wanted to do it, but I'm more comfortable doing it in a safe environment like this where you truly have professional people that really know what they're doing and really can guide you through it easily.
And John Kaderka, you've been on one of the tours before with Vonda Osman. You and Leslie, thumbs up, thumbs down. Yeah.
So if you're interested in Egypt at all, this is the way to go.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
So we're looking forward to that. Okay, and all this will be on the website. You can get news and information about it. Egypt will be posted probably.
Oh, look at the crazy thing, that artwork. Whoa.
Probably by Wednesday, Egypt will be posted. So now we get to the good part, Shambra news. I wished I had a drum rollers. There's no drums there. Yeah. Okay. We should have a little sound thing. Okay. Yeah, this is kind of hypnotic, you know. I should play this during the channel.
And you said you don't like science fiction. Hello.
Oh, I like the art. Okay. We have, you probably recall, we started the annual Inspire Consciousness Awards last year in Taos, New Mexico.
That's right.
At the Quantum Leap Celebration. The first recipients of that Inspire Consciousness Award were, of course, Norma Delaney and Garrett Onofsky. And we gave them a gift during the ceremony, but we didn't actually have the trophies made up. We have the trophies now. So if you don't mind, in front of Shambra and the world and Barack Obama and maybe George Bush, we'd like to present those to you. So come on up. I will get the awards.
Oh, behind the curtain. This is professional. Nice.
Oh, sorry about that. So these are, isn't that beautiful? Yeah, the Toby Award for Inspiring Consciousness.
Officially.
So we would like to present this to you a little bit late, but something to put on your, yeah, something to put on your desk or computer. So, and thank you for being kind of the standard for the Inspire Consciousness Awards.
Thank you.
So, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you, guys. That's heavy. Yeah, it's really heavy. I had to, oh, yeah, this isn't cheesy
it
stuff.
Heavy,
that's real marble. That's solid. That's not, you know, a hollow base. And
heavy,
I mean, that's enough
brother?
To inspire you to want to win the award. But, you know, and I've got special boxes. Be careful, because that thing, if you sit on it, that will really hurt.
It's really that 10-year-old coming out, eh?
So,
okay.
Anyway, this year's award was presented in Hamburg, Germany, and we based the award on a Chambre. Of course, we're all doing the work of inspiring consciousness, but there's a few that really, really go way beyond, that do such an exemplary job. We just have to notice them because they become even Linda's and my standards as well as everybody else.
Do you want to say who it was, or do you want me to say
more? No, go ahead.
More?
So this year was presented to
Sylvia Marin from Bucharest, Romania. And it was amazing to go through the list. We went through a list of people that, you know, we thought, you know, we needed to consider. And as we were going through that list, what we noted was, you know, we're really being invited to be teachers and standards. And Sylvia, when we first met her, was just someone in the audience that had helped the original sponsor. And her friend had gone all over Bucharest trying to get people to understand who Crimson Circle was and to come to the original event. As time evolved, she became a teacher. Then she got excited about the material so much that she started a website. Nobody asking for any of this, her choosing. So she started a website for the Romanians. Then she encouraged other Romanians to become teachers. And because she thought Dreamwalker Death was so important and there was no Dreamwalker Death done in Romania, she invited German teachers to come to Romania. She translated all of the DVDs so that they could present that in Romania. And I could just go down the list over and over. And there's things that you know people do, and then you keep hearing about these other things they do. And one of the most exciting things is that Sylvia encourages others and invites others to be who they are and to stand in their strength and does it as a standard herself and does it for others.
So a big applause to Sylvia. I know you're probably watching today. Congratulations. Thank you, Sylvia. It's
Thank
fun
you.
To present the awards, and it's fun to just go through that whole process. Real quick mention, we didn't have it ready last meeting, so I want to show it now, but it's the Discovering Your Passion personal study course. It is 5 audio CDs and 1 data disc. It's a really good course that we filmed here in Colorado, so we decided to release it as a personal study course because... Well, you know, one of the biggest questions that Chambre, light workers, anybody doing this kind of consciousness work has, is what's my passion? Because the old human passion goes away. We're left with kind of a void, and we start to think, well, what am I supposed to be doing? Tobias delivers some excellent, excellent channels about what passion is, where it went, and what you could do to bring real passion, not the old human passion, but real soul passion into your life. So that is available.
And I'll say more.
Okay.
You know, I thought, oh, whatever, you know, just get with it, get on with it. I was so surprised at how much this has affected me, and I would be willing to say that this, the passion workshop, has probably affected me as much or more as aspectology, because really, you're really invited to learn who's in charge, who's choosing. And to me, that has had a profound effect, and I find myself looking at that almost every night before I go to bed. Who the hell's in charge? Who's choosing? It's more than it appears, so I invite you to consider that. It was far more,
and this
far more than I imagined.
Not just the channels, but there's a personal study course. I think it's like an 80-page personal study guide to follow along as you go. So if you've had that question, what is my passion? Why am I here on earth right now? It's a really good course.
It's very practical. It's not just, you know, blowing smoke up your butt.
It is very practical. Oh, next I should mention, and you heard the song playing before, the Yoham's new CD, I Am That I Am. We released it officially at the Hamburg conference. There are, I think, 7 songs on here. Beautiful, beautiful music. They're available here today in physical CD form, or you can download it through the website at crimsoncircle.com. But it is a beautiful creation.
The music is an experience.
Yeah. Okay. And next, I want to mention what David already talked about before. Roger and Lori Drianka have been longtime friends, longtime performers here at Chambra. And today, I think officially releasing, you got your CDs yesterday. So let's welcome
Literally.
Them up to Roger and Lori. Come on up. And this is the copy of their new CD. This is my favorite thing that we do in helping to launch new product. It's your creativity. It's your heart and soul go into it. And then to stand here with all these Chambra and have them give you a huge, deep breath to launch. We're officially launching this product today. Oh, sorry. Sorry. So let's take a deep breath. I'm going to hold this up. And
that's not better. Thanks.
I'm going to hold this up.
Maybe I'll hold it up.
So you put your creativity, your heart and your soul into it, but we're going to add our energy of consciousness and expansion. So it busts through any things that would hold it back. It gets all play all over the world. And it does really well.
And I know that this is truly a creation from a place of passion, and that it's truly setting a standard.
So let's take a deep breath for Roger and Lori and their new CD, Dreams.
Okay.
Would you like to say anything about it?
Dreams has been a project that's been ongoing for roughly 4 years or so, and during that time, myself as a songwriter took a very long journey right along with it and experienced some incredible things. Wrote a battleship, experienced joy, learned what energy was. And I think because of that, I've become a better songwriter, and I hope you all feel the same way.
Lori?
Well, I just want to say it's been really fun creating it. Roger wrote the songs. There's 12 original songs on there. And we've gone through a lot of changes in the last couple of years. And it's just been a real pleasure. So we hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
Big hand for... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'd like to thank Jeff and Linda both for taking an interest in what we do and
love what you do.
Inviting us to be a part of what you do.
And you know, the Drankas have the healing center down in Westminster.
Yeah.
No, it's Arvada.
Arvada.
And for those of you that don't know, Jeff took it upon himself one evening to create our cover and design the design. Just did a wonderful job. Just blew me away. So
thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Big hand for Roger and Lori. Thank you.
And they'll be playing more from it today.
Absolutely.
Great.
Thank you, guys. Okay.
Next
on the Chambra Launchpad.
Okay.
A new project that started long time ago in somebody's imagination, thinking, what a concept to put together their statement, to put together an idea, consciousness that could go out into the world, be heard and felt by people all over. But instead of just putting that idea down and say, oh, it's too much work or it's too much, nobody will go along with the idea, they stepped over the line, they took a risk, and
just
they put their creativity to work. They were actually here back in December at our meeting. They were doing a little film work, and it's now culminated into an amazing new project that I'm especially interested or happy to be part of called Tuning In Spirit Channelers in America. So please welcome David Thomas and Matt Klink. Come on up, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. I want to first thank Jeff and Linda for being so gracious and letting us in to everything. And all of Chamber, really, because their energy is included in this film. And beyond that, I want to say David mentioned a dog and pony show. I'm the dog, he's the pony. And this project, I started it, well, I've been interested in channeling for like 10 years, but this movie itself only started probably 9 months ago. I told Matt about it over lunch, and he said, yes, let's do it. And after that, it came together like the universe was conspiring to help us. So I'm not trying to evangelize or anything like that, but I think the information in the movie is helpful, and I hope everyone likes it. And now I'll give it to Matt.
Thank you. For me, this is a very special and different project. I come from the world of comedy.
And same thing.
What's the difference?
So we all have our shows, right? So, and it's a funny thing. I'm Canadian, and I moved to Los Angeles a year ago. And until that point, I had never even heard of spirit channeling.
Oh, wow.
I had not heard of channeling a year ago.
Wow.
And the first time I heard of it, because I moved to L.A. to make Hollywood movies. I wasn't even really thinking about this. But I knew I was going to find something special there. And David invited me to lunch one time, and he told me about this idea. He sort of, it wasn't really a pitch.
Not really.
No, it really wasn't. I used the word pitch because I'm from Hollywood. But he just spoke to me about this thing. And then he lent me a tape, a channeling tape. And immediately I knew that I was supposed to be involved in this project and that I was supposed to learn about these ideas and these messages through this project. And, I mean, I've come such a long way in a year, and largely thanks to you and to everyone else who's participated. We have other amazing channels in the film, like Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon. We have Wendy Kennedy, who channels the Pleiadians. We have Daryl Anka, who does Bashar. Sean Randall, who does
John Kelly.
And John Kelly with Chief Joseph.
Yeah. Right.
So an amazing team. And one more thing. Everybody that was asked if they would participate in this film, many of them had been asked before to participate in films of this type or documentaries, and they've turned down those requests because there was something kind of out of alignment, or I'm not sure how to put that. But everyone that David asked and called up and said, do you want to be in this film, they all gave the same answer. Let me ask, you know, my...
Our non-physical friends.
That's it. Yeah. And they all said, yes, do it, and this is right. So...
It's an amazing project, and we got a trailer to play.
Oh, great.
By the way, this is really high quality, good stuff. And if I'm not mistaken, you guys scrambled, to get us the files so that we could get it duplicated in Holland down to Hamburg in time for the conference. And was that the first?
Well, it came down. It came down to the last moment, but it worked.
It worked.
It was supposed to.
Yeah. So I think it was actually first sold at the Hamburg conference.
Yeah, no, you launched that at the Hamburg conference.
Yeah.
Not a bad place.
And launching it here. And I would venture to say this will go global. It'll be, I don't want to compare it, but on the same...
I think you should run the trailer.
I should run the trailer. I was going to say, this is not going to be a secret. This is,
no.
People are going to...
It's not going to be.
People are...
I like that.
I think it will show channeling in a whole new way and not a spooky way. And I think there's a lot of people who are open to channeling, but they just don't know much about it.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of the point of our project, really.
Yeah.
I mean, to bring the message to people.
Yeah.
The message is human empowerment, really.
Exactly.
You're powerful.
Yeah.
You're a part of God, really. Okay, I'll say it.
And there was no rehearsal.
Well, they did an amazing job because they asked questions and there was a thread that seemed to come through all the Chandlers that is hard to miss and quite stunning. And the other beautiful thing that they did was, you know, it doesn't look like an episode of The Twilight Zone. It's actually really well done.
Very real.
And
grounded.
The style has a I think is younger looking and not like your mother's channeling. I mean, it really, it's...
Well, and you shot it in the homes or offices of the Chandlers. You guys came up here in December, cold and snowing. You shot up at our house.
It was amazing talent
and
style.
We looked about, it was 220 degrees below zero.
Yes, yeah. It was, at least. And that was during the day.
It's a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, it was cold. And these guys from California, of course, you're from Canada, so, eh?
But I'm a weakling now.
Yeah, exactly. You got de-acclimated, so... Let's play the trailer.
Amazing
if we get up
style.
The lights
amazing,
down.
Amazingly
and,
well done. Very exciting.
This is discovering the core issue, and that is that you always have been and always will be in control of your life as a piece of God in this universe.
Receive these blocks of energy.
It's getting translated through my body into the language I was raised to understand, which in this case is English.
I used to get information, wait, and regurgitate it. Now it's real time, and I feel it in real time in a trance-like state.
All right.
So let us begin with the discussion. New consciousness right now is about the I am.
It is actually about discovering yourself.
You are an immortal being who has chosen to project itself into this game.
Physical reality is simply a temporary manifestation, a mask, if you will, a projection of a greater consciousness that you are.
You create your realities, every bit of your realities, from birth to death, and everything in between.
When people say, I know I'm powerless, or I'm feeling powerless, you say, that's a story you're telling yourself. That's a story you're telling yourself based on fear.
The day that you start suppressing what you've been told and opening the door to what God really is, in will come God, and it'll have your face on it. And so it is.
We got goosebumps.
I know.
Yeah.
That felt better than ever.
I made a movie and I got a chill that time.
Yeah,
I got goosebumps. That was great.
That was good.
Well, I
just want to thank Jeff and Linda again for having us and all of Schomburg's energy because it's in there. It's totally in there. Oh, sorry, I sounded like California.
So anyway, this is just another incredible example of just doing it. The energy is right out there. There's going to be tens of thousands, maybe millions, who are ready to look at this and are ready to see maybe this thing of communicating with a non-physical being is really not that weird. It's really not.
Jeff, it really is, but they're going to be more open to it.
Oh, okay. And I applaud both of you guys for undertaking the project.
Amazing
job. Might have been nights where you laid in bed, tossing and turning, wondering what the heck you're doing. Maybe not.
But, I did, but Tobias talked to me, so.
Good, cool.
It really has turned out to be beautiful. Thank you.
So we have copies available here today. It's what, 80 minutes?
It's 80 minutes. Yeah. It's a full-length documentary.
Yeah.
We cover a lot of subjects, law of attraction, the soul, God, afterlife, all kinds of things. And I think people like it. I don't know.
I think
if you
like it.
I think you will.
It's fast.
I won't overtalk. Okay.
It's fast.
Let Jeff have it.
Yeah,
it's lovely because it blends all the similarities of the Chandlers, and that's the piece I found really, really lovely to see.
There's a consistency in the message, even though I didn't know what Kryon had talked about or what Bashar or anybody.
Oh, exactly.
No one was told beforehand what we were going to talk about. It was all questions that David had come up with on his own, and we showed up and we asked the same questions to these six channelers, and the answers that came through were so incredibly similar. It's uncanny, and it's remarkable.
Yeah.
It's you'll see it in the film. It's incredible.
So,
thank you.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. Big hand. Okay, boy, what a day it's been. All
yeah,
this
boy,
stuff
we're talking
going
our
on.
Butts off.
We're going to take a break here in just a moment for the restrooms. Yeah, I see everybody heading there now, but I want to take a moment to acknowledge the people who are really working to make this webcast possible. The camera operators, the kitchen staff, the setup and cleanup staff, people over at the store. You see their names here on this title slide, but they're the ones that really create the safe space for all of us to join together, and not just the safe space here in Coal Creek, but the safe space all over the world for Schomburg. So big hand to the staff for everything you do. Amazing. Thank you. So on that note, I think we just a special thanks to Schomburg from around the world for tuning in. And as David mentioned today, last month, 378,000 visitors on the website. It's unbelievable. So the important thing is we're all doing it together.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a 20-minute break, use the restroom, have some food. There's a lot of good stuff out there today, and we'll see you in 20.